Here we are, the Crissell Method. Hello, it's Theo, Ted Crissell. I'm known as Theo to my friends around the globe. I thought I was live a little while ago. I apologize, I was not. So I'm going to start over again. I'm coming back. I haven't been broadcasting for quite a while. This is about the Crissell Method, and this is a life-changing show. I want to really share some intimate information all about life, love, sex, drugs, rock and roll, religion, politics, and sex. Or is that word sex again? Okay, we're going to talk about it all. It's a free-for-all, and I want you to call in or email me. My email anytime is ted.crissell@gmail.com. I'll give it to you slowly. ted.crissell@gmail.com. We're going to talk about peace, free will, freedom, love, sex, politics, and religion. Also, I'm going to share some poems and poetry, things I've written, and some random thoughts. Here's a thought just to open the show with. This is from my new book coming out, Theo, and it's called Today. Today, today, today. What do I most want to say? What is of value to me or to a new day? Days pass. Today will be but a memory, a day, a new day, but now a memory. What have I done? What have I accomplished? What have I accomplished? Must I accomplish something, or could today be a day of nothing, no thing, no accomplishment, to sit, to say all day, I am? Yes, 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 I am. I am. I am. What am I? What am I here? Do I dare to question? Do I dare to stop, observe my silly self? More money, more possessions, sex, love, fun, pleasure. So what? Is that all there is? There must be more. Is there a God? What is God? A man or a woman or a child? Do we know who built the pyramids and why? Why are you here? Tell me, please. Tell me, I beg you. Give me your answer. Do you dare to ask the question? Ah, yes. It is great to be alive. It is great to be alive. Those are my words. Every day when I get up, it's great to be alive. What do you say when you first get out of bed? When you first get out of bed, what are your words? Come on, tell the truth. I say, wow, it's great to be alive. I've almost died now 13 times, almost drowned in Bali, almost lost it on my motorcycle, a Royal Enfield in the Himalayas, had heart attacks and strokes and car wrecks and motorcycle wrecks, you name it. Yep, been over on the other side. And yes, to me, there is another side. I don't really believe in God. I know God. And it's not a white old man with a white beard sitting on a white cloud. I love all these televangelists collecting lots of money. Well, my name is Ted Crissell. My good friends around the globe call me Theo. And yes, the truth is out. I am a candidate for the United States Senate in California. Yep, I'm putting my name in. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, probably won't appoint me. He's going to appoint somebody. But the seat will be then opening up in 2022. So I'm starting early. And I have a campaign. It's about compassion. It's about love, kindness, caring, honesty, integrity, ethics. I'm the $1 candidate. I won't take more than $1 from anybody. No special interest money. And I won't take more than $1 in salary. That's right. I'm going to give it all to orphan children. Do you know how many orphan children there are around the world? 150 million orphan children. Let's help the children. They're everywhere, whether it's Mexico or India or the United States or which country. Which country are you in? You probably have homeless children in your own country. So help them. Anyway, movies. I want you to see The Magic Hour. The Magic Hour, I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Also on YouTube, if you like Greek, I am Greek and French by background, but I'm an American. Yep. Well, it's called Uncle Zorba. My Uncle Zorba. My Uncle Zorba on YouTube. A great actress in that, Monta Bellordo. She's a wonderful actress. You should see her. Yep. See her in My Uncle Zorba on YouTube. And get The Magic Hour. It's available now on Amazon. And get my book, Living in the Light. And it's about those near-death experiences. And there's a big, 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 big chapter about forgiveness. Forgiveness, that's the key to happiness. Can you forgive yourself? Can you forgive others? Today, do something special. Forgive yourself. There's someone you hate, someone you're angry with, a brother, sister, mother, father, cousin, relative, friend. Forgive them. For truly, they know not what they do. And maybe they do. Maybe they're just pure evil. So maybe you ought to avoid them, but forgive them and let them go. Don't hold on to resentment. What do you think? Good idea? Right now, we have a lot of people broadcasting. Right wing, left wing, wrong wing, whatever wing. Which wing are you on? Where is your opinion? And are you willing to die for your opinion? Oh, I got an opinion. I'm going to die for it. God is Allah. God is Jesus Christ. Oh, there is no God. There's Buddha and enlightenment. Well, you know, Buddha, he was a young man. He was in a palace. And he saw the suffering and he wandered out of that palace. He wandered off. He had a wife, a princess, and she was pregnant. He went away for about 6 years to find enlightenment. Just lighten up. Today, be happy. What are all religions about? Yeah? They're about grabbing your money? They're grabbing you by your testicles? Huh? Lighten up. Be happy. Dare to be happy today and spread that happiness. I'm a magician. I'm a lot of things. Some people call me crazy old man. But I like to do magic tricks. And I always have a pocket full of balloons. Get yourself some balloons. And when you're sitting down someplace and you see a child with a mom, you see somebody crying, blow that balloon up and wave it around. Give it to the mom or the dad. And they'll give it to that child. That child will be smiling and hugging that balloon. I promise you, you can change lives with a simple balloon. I do it once, twice, three times a day. Changing lives with a balloon. Pretty simple. Okay, here's number two. Religion, politics, and sex. Ah, the forbidden topics. Do not talk to me about these three, huh? Are you forbidden? Do you forbid others? Are you offended when someone says sex or God or some ism? Are you conservative or liberal? Are you a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew or a Buddhist or an atheist? Do you hate others who do not agree with you? Is your opinion right? Are you always right? Are you always right? Why? Would you die? Would you die to defend your opinion? Many have, you know. Many have died to defend their opinion. Would you die? Would you die to defend your opinion? That's a big question, isn't it? We have that happening. Christians, Muslims, people cutting off people's heads. Yeah. You don't agree with my opinion, so I'm going to cut your head off. You have a different name for God than I do, so I'm going to cut your head off. Isn't that crazy? What is your life message? What is your purpose? Why are you here? I had a great professor, many great professors, but a professor of philosophy. He talked about the 13 domains of living. Think about this. Write this down. Get a pencil and paper. Write it down. 13 domains of living. Body, situation, dignity, career, work, world, sociability, membership, family, learning to learn forever, play, money, spirituality. Did I say it too fast? 13 domains of living. Let's go through it slowly. First is your body. How are you with your body? Now, what this professor said, some of us are like a bull in the china closet. You know what a bull in the china closet is like? A bull gets in the china closet and breaks all the china. You're blind to the domain. Then you're a beginner, then you're minimally competent, then you're competent, then you're a virtuoso, and then you're a master. Are you a master of your body? Are you fat? Are you aging? Are you out of shape? You don't get to the gym. Here, I'll give you a formula for taking care of your body. Exercise. Take a walk every day. Lift weights. Live outside of stress. Are you in stress and worry? Oh, I'm so worried I can't eat. I don't have money. My circumstances run me. Well, maybe you have some lousy circumstances. But can you get happy inside of those lousy circumstances? Exercise, eat right, and sleep. Some, you know, important, easy keys to success with your body. Body, situation, your situation. Are you happy or unhappy? People get into religion. For what reason? Why are you in your religion? What is your religion? Like there's thousands of different Christian groups. Thousands of groups. And thousands of these Muslims. And Hindus and Buddhists and everything. And everybody's got their religion. And they got their rituals. They dress this way or that way. Or they wear their hair this way or that way. Isn't that strange? And if you don't dress like they do, or wear your hair like they do, or smell like they do, you're out of step. You're out of step with that group. So, as they said in Rome, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Isn't that an interesting expression? What does that mean? Are you happy, bottom line? Are you happy? Come on. It is truly great to be alive. I'm going to keep saying that over and over again until you get sick of it. Great to be alive. Great to be alive. Great to be alive. Great to be alive. It is. It's really a gift. Did you ever think about it? You're born. Uh-oh. We're running out of time. 90 seconds. I guess I got to wrap up. Please email me if you do listen to this show. Ask me some questions. Share. Ted.Criscell@gmail.com. TED.CRISELL@gmail.com. Yeah. And go watch The Magic Hour. And go get my book, Living in the Light. And contact me. And I'm running for the U.S. Senate. No, I'm walking, actually. But I am in the race. God bless. God bless. Oh, I got 60 seconds more. 60 seconds more. Well, I'm going to talk to you about, real quickly, my cats and my dogs and my horses. Yeah, they're great. They keep me alive. Also, my IMDb. Look me up. You can look me up online. Just put in Ted Criscell or put in Theo, either T-E-D or T-H-E-O, Criscell, C-R-I-S-E-L-L. And please email me. We can communicate about religion, politics, and sex. Sex is good, normal, and natural. It has its place in life. Do you have a good sex life? Most people don't. Yeah, sex and love. It's wonderful when they go together. A lot of people just want to run out and get some sex. How many guys are like that? Oh, I got to get some sex. I got to get some sex. How about getting some love? How about being more loving? Being more kind? Okay, we're about wrapping up. Ooh, 10 seconds, 10 seconds. That's it. Ted Criscell signing off. God bless you. It's great to be alive. God bless.